Hey guys, it's Jesse here. haven't had much happening lately. I have a bit of a cold. Hang out with my cousins right now at a potluck at an apartment in Kitchener. And the hosts have their I thought April and Matthew were cousins. Yo. So wait, are they their children's cousins or their cousins?
Cousins.
Oh, okay. So they have their cousins over. And I'm just sitting in the game room with them, and they're playing a racing game, I'm guessing.
Wait, are April and Matthew mine and Colby's brothers?
No,
Or cousins?
Yeah.
No.
They're
not mine and Colby's cousins.
No, like, the cousins of the people who live here.
Oh, yeah, they're cousins with the...
Yeah.
They're children of the visitors here. Of Cassie and... I forget the other
ones. Oh, well.
Cassie and Kathy.
And I think they're playing a racing game right now.
No, it's just a little taxi driving game.
Oh, well, whatever. But, yeah. I'm hanging out in the game room with all of them right now. I got a new watch. Not last Saturday, the Saturday before that. And it was originally bought for over $1,000. My mom was able to buy it for me for $300. It doesn't talk, and it's not a Braille watch. Instead, it's like a touch watch. So you press a button on the side, and you move your finger around it, and when you feel one long vibration, that's the hour. And when you feel the short vibration, that's the minute. So, right now it is 1:32, and I just checked my watch for that. So, there's one long vibration for the 1, and 2 short vibrations for the 2 at the 6th hand.
How do you know that?
I just explained it.
Hmm.
Sorry, my cousin is asking questions anyway. So yeah, I have a bit of a cold, but I'm still fighting strong. I gotta say, I can't wait till Wednesday, because Wednesday we're organizing the haunted house at my high school, and there's a bit of a funny story behind that. Originally, the teacher who runs the leadership class, who's also in charge of the haunted house, said there's no more room for any scarers. And the scarers are the people that will basically just hide in the shadows and jump out at you when you're walking through the haunted house. And then I brought up the fact that I have a fake eye, and she's like, "You're doing this, right?" So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be standing by the front door, and I will have one of my fake eyes in a container. And whenever someone walks in, they're going to have to ring a bell, and it'll be like this. "Welcome to the House of Many Horrors. Should you truly wish to see what lies ahead, you must first pass the test of will and strength. First, I want you to take this container from my hands. Now, shake it. Take a guess at what you think is inside, and open the container. Next, I want you to remove the object from within the container, and tell me what it is. Now, once you have done that, put it back in the container the way you found it, and hand it to me. Thank you. And may the rest of your journey through here be as spooky as this has." And that's what I'm going to be doing at the front door of the haunted house. Now, I also had a few other creepy ideas. Where... For music that could be playing in the background throughout the haunted house would either be the theme from the movie Jaws or the theme from Doctor Who. So I think that the either of those pieces of music would be really creepy and really good for a haunted house. So yeah, that's what's going on in my life right now. And I'll talk to you guys later.